We have more medication than ever before, more therapy than ever before, and more content and awareness around mental health than ever before. And yet, if you look at the statistics, some of them are getting worse.
If the dominant model were entirely sufficient, then we wouldn't have a mental health crisis. We're coming out of an ice age. You know, 45, 50 years ago, there was a big movement in the United States. We don't talk about religion or spiritual life in the public square. And that prohibition led to the silencing of two generations. 40 years is long enough for someone to have a child who grows up, who is now completely spiritually non-conversant, who's never meditated or prayed. That is, through the lens of science, malnourishment of our innate spiritual capacity. There's thousands of peer-reviewed articles that say that a strong spiritual core is protective against addiction and depression and suicidality. In a meta-analysis, a strong spiritual life, when shared, is 82% protective against completed suicide. So who wouldn't take a little pill that was 82% protective?
It's just ironic that people are willing to put all kinds of things in their body to feel better, but to explore a little bit of a faith or a spiritual pathway just is so difficult. There's such a huge barrier there. So it's in many ways taboo to talk about your faith or spirituality. You're seen as weak or less smart, maybe even mentally ill.
What a cruel irony. I see the angst and the despair as spiritual atrophy in our culture.
Yeah.
And so why are thousands of people knocking at the door for therapy? It's actually a spiritual crisis.
Yeah, agreed.